Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. Time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles King. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm great, James. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. So what is our verse of the day?
Psalm chapter 4, verse 8 reads, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8.
Very good. Thank you for that, Charles. So how was your week after your big trip, you know, back in town and everything?
It was great. It was my first official work week of the year, and it was sort of busy and all these things that need to get caught up and people to contact and calls to return and people to see, but it was fine. No, how about yours?
It was good. You know, I was just kind of thinking back here, and we've actually had just a pretty decent work week and also a busy week kind of on one of my hobbies of ham radio. So we've done a lot of progress with the club here. We got our website done this week. We're working on an actual class and a testing session for people interested in getting licensed. So because that's one of my favorite hobby. So it is just getting a lot of good things happening on that. So it feels really good to make some progress and helping to build up our local club here with the help of some of the other area clubs in the county in Southeast Kansas.
Very good. I had my ham radio license years ago.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, you should get, do you still have it?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I need to get back into it.
Hey, get back into it. Yeah, it'd be great. So we have this club in Independence there, which is pretty active, and then we're working on the club here. So
very good.
We've got I just checked into the Independence net last night. So did you have, what level, did you have your technician license?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Dad and I did that together, and so that was fun.
Hey, well, you got to get back into it. I got the, if you need to study, I got the books right there.
Okay, very so, good.
Good deal. Well, that's really cool. So, you know, we're kind of into the start of the year, that sort of thing, and, you know, folks may be, you know, we've always got new people who maybe they're getting ready to turn 65, getting on Medicare, or maybe they're caring for someone who is getting older and they're just kind of learning more. Maybe they're already on Medicare, they're starting to care for someone. So I guess would be kind of a good idea just to go over what is Medicare for people, kind of some basics.
Okay, that's a good question. So Medicare is made up, original Medicare is made up of parts. There's Part A and Part B, and Part A is for hospital. It has hospital coverage, hospice coverage, and it normally, for if you've worked 10 years, if you have 10 working years of your life, or if your spouse has 10 years of working history, then there's no premium, there's no charge for Part A. And it's common for people to turn 65 and they have employer coverage, and they will get on Part A only and not get any more until they leave their employer coverage. So original Medicare Part A covers hospital, and for most people, it's zero premium. Now, the next part of Medicare is Part B, and Part B has a premium for most people, once again, of $164.90. And certain low-income groups can have zero premium. Certain higher-income groups have a higher premium, monthly premium that they're going to pay. But most of the population is going to pay $164.90. And Part B covers doctors, covers everything that goes on inside of the hospital. It covers MRIs, labs, doctor visits, specialists, surgery, all of the above of things that happen inside the hospital. And Part A is for hospital charges. Part B is for all the charges that occur either in the hospital or for a regular routine doctor visit or routine lab work and things like that.
So it's kind of one or the other sort of thing for A and B, or can you have both at the same time, or how does
it work? When you're on full Medicare, mm-hmm. Or some people call it Medicare only, you have Part A and Part B.
Okay.
So once you leave employer coverage, you go and pick up Part B.
Gotcha.
But you do not want employer coverage and Part B at the same time.
Yeah, it would be kind of duplication of a lot of things, right?
That's right. Now, if you have under I think it's under 20 employees and you have employer coverage, you need to get off of that employer coverage and get Part B and Part A.
Okay. And you might actually end up, if they're taking it out of your paycheck, I wonder if you would even maybe even save money on that for perhaps.
Yeah.
It kind of depends.
So every employer is different. Some employers have really high-priced coverage for them to be on employer coverage. Some employers have lower price coverage. So it's an individual decision. And we sit down with people that come in, our retirees, or soon to be retirees, and say, okay, what is your employer coverage cost versus what's it going to cost to be on Medicare? And not just the cost, but also what's the deductibles with your employer coverage versus the deductible on Medicare?
You know, I was just curious, and I'm not sure if you know about this, but like basically, how has Medicare as we know it been around? I mean, Medicare, I'm sure, has been around for a while, but.
Yeah, it started in 1965.
Okay.
And it's been around, been going ever since then.
And I'm sure there's been, you know, various tweaks to it over the years as we've gone along.
It's really interesting because as a program, how it interacts with the public, it really has not changed drastically.
Okay, okay.
Part B is $164.90. Back in the early days, I think Part B was around $5.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. So it's pretty incredible how that has changed. But as far as the structure has changed, it really hasn't changed that significantly.
Sure. And I mean, the rising cost of everything. I mean, heck, we're just talking about ham radio. It used to be ARRL costs for the American Radio Relay League were $5 a year.
Yeah.
And now it's $49, which is still honestly a pretty good bargain. But people are like, oh, I can't pay that.
So, right.
You know, costs do, of course, go up. But really, we're talking, yeah, that's not really that bad
no.
at all.
No.
So what would be, I guess, if people have questions, you know, okay, well, what coverage do I really need? What are some of the maybe questions? Does it kind of depend on maybe their health too would be a factor in what you're going to choose?
So you always want to get Part A and Part B.
Okay.
The costs are just so low.
Yeah.
For Part B. Every once in a while I have somebody, if they can't afford Part B, there's assistance that can possibly pay for that.
And is that based on like income or
your income level?
Okay.
That's right. That's right. But compared to what you can find anywhere out there, it's really a bargain. Part B is, and Part A of course has no cost. I say no cost, has no monthly ongoing premium, but you've been paying those Medicare costs in your working life. If you look at your pay stub, there's a Medicare withholding portion there that you've been paying for. But the next part of Medicare is Part C.
Okay.
And technically, Part C can be a Medicare Advantage plan or can be a Medicare supplement that is a supplement to Medicare that picks up the charges that Medicare doesn't pay. I'm not going to go deep into those today.
Mm-hmm.
But the next part of Medicare is Medicare Part D, which is covers drugs or prescription drugs. And so that is a standalone drug plan that you can get to cover the medicine that you're taking. And so those are the original parts of Medicare are A and B.
Okay.
And then Part C and D were added later on.
So, and that, especially for that drug plan, that would be, I would think, helpful for people who are on some of these higher priced drugs. I mean, like Xarelto would come to mind, for instance. Would it pay for that?
Yeah, it would help with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we help people that are paying significant dollars for their prescriptions, help them find options. We have some lower priced alternatives that people have really, that have been really beneficial to people.
And it's true, right, that all these plans are basically the same cost. It's just different companies that offer these same plans, right?
So they have the same benefits.
Same benefits.
With different companies
and
different pricing. And drug plans, they have different formularies. They have different drugs that they cover. So you need to find the drug plan that covers your meds the best. And we plug your meds into the computer, and it tells us the plans that's the most cost effective.
Okay, hey, that's really good to know, because I hear from people who are, hey, I'm on this medication and it's just crazy. You know, some of these costs are make your head spin. So,
yeah.
Now, this is all, you know, completely different from Medicaid. You know, we get these meta words, but yeah. That's a completely different ball of wax,
yeah.
Right?
Medicaid is a state-sponsored program that you can be on Medicaid and Medicare at the same time, but most people don't have Medicaid, and sometimes they get the words mixed up, but Medicaid, Medicare are very different.
Now, to be eligible for Medicare, did you have to, I mean, most people pay into Social Security, but that is like a requirement. I mean, do you have to have kind of paid into it? Is that correct?
Or that's how does that work? For Part A, you had to have worked for at least 10 years.
Okay. Yep.
In your lifetime, or your spouse. Sometimes a spouse, maybe a stay-at-home wife, didn't put in those years of work, but her husband did. So she can get Part A based on her husband's work record.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to share about, kind of as we just do a really big overview of what Medicare is?
I would encourage our listeners not to be too afraid of it. If you're approaching Medicare, if you're trying to decide if you want to leave work and if you want to retire, or you're about to turn 65 and it seems daunting, we tried to make it simple and easy to understand. And so I would not let it be something that keeps you up at night. Call our office. We can help you unravel it. We can help you understand it and help you feel good about it. It's not something to be afraid of. It's actually a good benefit for people.
Yeah. No, and it's just good to break it down like this because, you know, we see a 1-minute TV commercial and it's just like, I don't even know. So,
yeah.
You know, just taking a little time, and I'm sure, you know, you do this all day with people, to be able to help them understand in the way that their, you know, mind works, exactly how this is, because it can be kind of complex for people who don't spend all day with it.
That's right.
All right. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break? When we return, we'll have more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles is going to ask you, so you did have the Medicare 101 just this past week. How did those go?
Not bad at all, James. We had sessions Tuesday and Thursday and had some people show up that are new to Medicare and trying to understand Medicare. And we were able to give them some guidance and help them, hopefully, and we enjoyed a good meal. And starting in February, it's actually going to be the first Wednesday of the month. We're going to have a morning 11:30 and a 5:30. So we're changing up the schedule a little bit. So Wednesdays, first Wednesday of the month, 11:30 and 5:30 going forward. So I would encourage our listeners, if you're trying to understand Medicare, if you would like some one-on-one or in-person instruction or to better understand it, feel free to call our office, 620-331-8800, and we will happily sign you up for our February session.
No, that's a really, really good opportunity. You know, people just get on the calendar there and they can, you know, enjoy a good meal. And it's just kind of a relaxed atmosphere, just learn a little bit about, you know, Medicare.
That's right. That's February the 1st,
okay.
Which is Wednesday. So everyone's invited to that.
Great. And you can always, as a reminder, get on the list for the newsletter coming out. So that comes right to your inbox. You got it all in writing there, and you can see when it's coming up.
That's right.
And people can, how can they actually get signed up for the newsletter?
So text our number, 620-331-8800, your name and your email address, and we'll put you on the list for that.
Well, that's great, Charles. So if people have any questions about Medicare or any services you guys offer, where can we find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And you can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. And we have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
All right, Charles. Well, always a pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to chatting again on Monday.
Thank you, James.
All right, thank you. And we will be back here with more on the Mighty 690. We do have more coming up here on KGGF 827. 24 degrees in Coffeyville.